This is the Freedom Audio Show with Aaron Chen.
Hey, this is Aaron Chen, and in every single episode of the Freedom Audio Show, I'll be sharing one idea with you that has the potential to make you thousands of dollars in your business and will help you get closer to creating true freedom in your life. So sit back, relax, and let the journey begin. Hey, what's going on? Aaron Chen here. Hope you're doing well. Welcome to episode 215 of the Freedom Audio Show. I hope you are well. In this episode, I wanted to share a little idea about email that will help you to add more profit and more revenue to your bottom line. And this story really is, you know, directly from one of my students that implemented one of my strategies that I teach inside of my Invincible Marketer program, which is a program that teaches you how to sell digital courses online. And it's literally step by step, you know, start to finish, how to pick products, how to build out your websites, you know, how to start promoting and how to attract a specific audience into your sales process so that you can sell more product, okay? And inside of that training, we talk a little bit about email. Now, the whole beauty about email, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, is that you don't necessarily need to become an amazing copywriter, because when you follow certain formulas and you use certain strategies, you can keep it very basic, but your emails can still be very, very effective, okay? And the thing is, you know, if you were to hire a copywriter, sometimes it can cost you in the tens of thousands of dollars to do that. So it's not necessary as long as you understand how email works properly. But this is basically what happened with this student, which she shared the story on our Facebook, our Inner Circle, you know, private group recently. And it was such an amazing story. Basically, she had a few hundred people on her email list, and she's never sent an email out before. You know, she's got her own program with her business partner. And what she decided to do was she decided to take what she learned inside of my training, and she decided to write an email promoting that particular program at a slight discount. Okay. And so, you know, she was dragging her feet for a little while, but she finally decided to do it, because that's what I told her to do inside of the program. And she wrote an email and she sent it out to these, you know, I think it was like 300 people, if I'm not mistaken. And initially she made a $500 sale, and then she, you know, checked her email, couldn't believe it, right? Or she checked the sales, she made a $500 sale. And then later on, she made an additional $2,000. So in total, she made about $2,500 just by sending out one email. Okay. And so the seed that I want to plant in your head today is that if you are going to start any sort of business online and you're not implementing email, email is one of the best ways to follow up with your potential prospects and your potential customers to get more sales on the back end. You see, the way that online marketing works in general is that most people aren't going to buy from you upfront. Okay, so generally speaking, the upfront sales of any sort of online sales process is pretty low. It might be 1%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, depending on how well you do on the front end. But for the most part, you know, most sales funnels will do probably about 0.5% to 1%. It's pretty low because most people don't really know what they're doing, okay? With what I teach inside of my programs, Invincible Marketer, you can get that up to 2, 3, 4, 5% if you're doing the right thing, all right? So you're tremendously increasing, you know, the conversion rates on the front end. However, if you think about it, that's still like 95, 96, 97% of people not buying anything on the front end, right? So where do all the sales happen? Well, most of the sales happen on the back end, because people need a little bit of time to get to know, like, and trust you. They need to be able to build, you know, that likability with you, that knowability, that trustability, right? Because unfortunately it's online, and there are a lot of, you know, unscrupulous people online, a lot of dodgy people online. So it's only natural that it does take people a little bit of time to trust you before they are willing to part with their credit card information or their hard-earned money, right? Therefore, if you're not collecting emails, and you're not following up with people, and you're not collecting a database of emails, you're leaving a lot of money on the table, okay? And so it's not necessarily just about sending out, you know, any email willy-nilly. It's really about understanding how to build that relationship with people over time, how to add value so that people get to know, like, and trust you, so that when you do send that email asking for the sale, right, you're now sending out an email that is a pretty salesy email, you know. And I send out salesy emails once in a while, not all the time. You don't want to send a salesy email out like twice a day, 365 days a year, because if you were to do that, then you would be like everybody else and nobody would buy from you, right? And you would burn your email list out. But when you do it in the right way, right? When you add value up front, when you teach your customers what they really want to know without, you know, any intention of selling them anything, just give them your best stuff. When you do finally do a broadcast email asking them for a sale, telling them that you do have, you know, some sort of promotion going on and that there's a time limit on the promotion, it's a real time limit. It could be 2 days, it could be a 3 day time limit. People will buy from you, okay? Because they know that you're someone who delivers. They know that you're someone who gives value. And if you say that you've got a discount going on and you say that you're going to pull that discount down in 2 days, they believe you, okay? And if they really like your stuff, they're going to make a purchase, all right? And so that's how this stuff works. And so with this student, it was amazing because for her, she was always very scared to send out emails. And the fact that she finally sent out an email and she did it in a great way and she made $2,500 in sales was amazing. And it's just proof positive that when you do things right online, you can generate a lot of sales. I mean, $2,500 for one email is a really, really good result, right? And her list is very small. Her list was only 300 people, again, if I'm not mistaken, right? So if you are building some sort of business online, whether you're selling physical products or information products or a service, right? And you haven't implemented email, the seed that I wanted to plant today in your head is to start collecting email addresses. Because even in this day and age, with all the different data points like SMS and social media and chat and, you know, Facebook automation and things like that, email is still king, okay? People still consider email as the official, professional communication tool. All right. So it's not SMS. It's not phone calls. You know, it's not chat. It's email. Right. People still, you know, converse and communicate via email. So it's important that you're collecting people's email addresses. If you're not collecting somebody's email and they land on your checkout page and they sort of bounce off, you are leaving a lot of money on the table. So make sure you collect that email, you know, put it into what's called an autoresponder, which is basically an email managing software. There's lots of different email managing software out there. You can just Google it, right? I use GetResponse, but there are some like Aweber, there's Infusionsoft, there's Builderall, there's Entreport. There's so many out there, right? All different types of price points as well. And all it does is it manages your email, it manages that database. It allows you to create follow-up emails so that you can follow up with people automatically, continue to build a relationship with them automatically. And if you want to send a random broadcast email, like let's just say today's Monday or it's Labor Day or it's Christmas and you want to send out a Christmas-related email, you could send out a Christmas-related broadcast email so that they know that you're, you know, current and they know that that email is a real-time email. That is not an automated email. It's really Christmas time and you're sending out a Christmas promotion, or maybe you're just sending out a thank you for Christmas because you're so grateful that they're on your email list, right? And so this is some of the ways that you can build a following, that you can build a recurring income. I just did a promotion very, very recently, a very successful promotion actually. And it was to my email list. It was to my existing, you know, 25,000 people on my email list, right? And the reason why I was able to make sales from these people is because they already know who I am. I've already built a relationship with them. They've already been through a lot of my training. So they know me for somebody who teaches people how to build affiliate marketing businesses online, or I teach people how to generate sales through the internet through selling digital products, right? Now, not everybody's gonna buy from you, but when the person is ready to buy and you send out the right email, as long as you've done the job correctly, some people will buy, a certain percentage will buy, and that's how this works, okay? So an email list, an email database is your asset, okay? So it is very important that you continue to build that asset, that you continue to cultivate that asset, just like you would cultivate a garden, right? If you treat your garden like shit, if you don't water it, if you don't give it any sun, if you don't put any fertilizer in the plants or the soil, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to die. Weeds are going to grow, right? Your fruits aren't going to, you know, fruit trees aren't going to bear fruit, right? But if you look after the garden, if you trim the weeds, you pull out the weeds, if you mow the lawn, you mow the grass, if you trim the branches and things like that, you put fertilizer, what's going to happen? Then your garden, right, your asset is going to blossom. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be colorful. It's going to bear fruit, right? And that's something that you can keep for the rest of your life and the rest of your career. So it is important, first of all, to collect email. Second of all, to give them lots of value and look after, cultivate that email list. And then thirdly, do promotions. Promote to that list once in a while. You know, it's okay to promote to that email list once or twice a month. You can promote to them heavily once or twice a month. Does that mean you should email them every single day with a promotion? No. Make sure you're giving them lots of value upfront, right? But once or twice a month, you can structure a really good promotion and then just email the promotion straight to them, like a sales letter, basically, a sales email. And if you do it correctly, the people that already know, like, and trust you, a certain percentage of them will buy, okay? And that's how this works, right? So if you're not doing that already, make sure you implement that inside of your business, okay? Make sure you start collecting emails. Make sure you get an email autoresponder. Make sure you start cultivating and collecting emails so that you can then promote to them in the right way to be, you know, a great supplier and build a great relationship with your customers. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you implement this strategy inside of your business, and I hope to speak to you soon in the next episode of the Freedom Audio Show. Take care. Hey, this is Aaron Chen. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Freedom Audio Show. If you could do me a favor and rate this episode, it would really help me a lot. Whatever platform you're listening to this on, if you really enjoyed it, I would really appreciate 5 stars. And listen, if you're like, Aaron, I love this stuff, but you know, how do I get started, right? How do I start building an online business? How do I start creating an income from home? Well, you may not know this, but I've got my own program. It's called The Invincible Marketer. And all you need to do is head to theinvinciblemarketer.com. And over there, you're going to get a lot of information about how you can work directly with me and start to generate, you know, real income from home, learn the real skills of learning how to sell digital products if that's something that you want to do. And listen, I appreciate you so much. Thanks for listening to this show, and I'll catch you on the next episode.